Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
The NBA draft takes place on Thursday, and here is your draft order. Orlando, Oklahoma City, Houston, Sacktown, Detroit. Now, we don't know what the Magic are going to do with the number one pick, and this is what I love. Orlando president Jeff Weltman says, quote, "It's still early in the process." Is it? The draft is on Thursday. It's on Thursday, and you're saying it's still early in the process? This is not March. It's June. The draft is coming up in 2 days, guy. But I think right. I think what he's doing is just playing coy here. There's no way that this is early in the process. This is late in the process. I don't think they want to give away who they want to pick with that top spot. And you've essentially got three guys who will at least be in contention for that top spot. Jabari Smith out of Auburn, Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga, Paolo Banchero out of Duke. And Jabari Smith is the favorite to be drafted first at minus 160. Holmgren is plus 170. Banchero is 4-1. I can't wait to ask you about Chet Holmgren because I know he drives you crazy because he's like 9 feet tall and looks like he's got these creepy limbs that belong in an 80s horror movie.
Well, first of all, we need to talk about the line movement for Paolo Banchero out of Duke. He had some huge line movement yesterday with some, I guess, sharp money coming in on Banchero to go first overall. He went from 1,500, 15-1 to go first overall, to now plus 350. That's a huge line shift for Paolo Banchero. And you talk about the uncertainty for the Magic. That makes me think that it's far from a done deal that the Magic know who's going to go first overall. So when we're betting on the NBA draft, a lot of the times it's not that we're in the know on some of this information. Mm-hmm. I'm not an NBA draft scout. I don't know. But you can look at these odds and the way that these lines swing, and sometimes you can read into it and make some money off of it. That's how the NFL draft was. Because look at Trayvon Walker. All summer long or whatever, or I guess it was the spring, all of the time leading up into the NFL draft, he was not the favorite to go first overall.
Yeah.
And then we saw this huge swing in his favor to where I think he was minus 200, minus 300 at the end of the day to go first overall. And what do you know? Trayvon Walker went first overall. So pay attention to some of these line movements and leading up into the NBA draft and seeing how they shift.
This is why I don't like betting on drafts. It can be fun, but particularly when it comes to the NBA draft, there's always so much rumors, and you know how these teams do. They provide head fakes in one direction because they don't want you to know who they're picking, and I think that's exactly what's going on here. I have to believe that Orlando is going to go with either Smith or Holmgren. Smith is definitely the most NBA-ready, has the most potential, great offensive and defensive player, and only 19 years old, so he has a ton of room to grow. Holmgren is one of those guys that – I don't necessarily think he should be chosen with a top pick or two because I think he has a lot of question marks. He's an elite defender because he's 7 foot tall, has that massive wingspan. But Chelsea, he's also one of those guys, the classic sort of athlete that the NBA falls in love with. Whenever the NBA sees a 7 footer that can move, they lose their minds.
Oh, for sure. But it's a huge red flag that number one, he looked like a rag doll in that game against Arkansas in March Madness. And a lot of it is about potential when it comes to the NBA draft and how these guys can fill out with the right diet and exercise and, you know, weight program. But also another red flag for Chet Holmgren, he apparently didn't give something with his medical report. He didn't do the heart test or something. And I think that's why we're seeing some of these odds shift, because there are little tiny things that people are reading into that they're saying, okay, maybe there's a problem here. So I think that's why we see the notable line shift. And I should mention, Paolo Banchero plus 225 this morning, not even plus 350. Oh, those were odds I saw last night. So, Jinx, I feel like when you see a line shift this big, that's the big story for me.
Yeah, and now I'm not going to bet it because I still don't think there's any value. I would have wanted that earlier. And also, I always wonder when it comes to Duke players, whether it's Duke basketball games, Duke players, they're always a touch overvalued because they have Duke attached to their name. So just something to keep in mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
More from the NBA, where Wizards guard Bradley Beal has made a decision about his future, but he's not going to say what it is because free agency hasn't begun yet. He has a $36.4 million player option this season. If he opts out, he could sign a four-year extension with Washington around $250 million. A couple of weeks ago, he told Bleacher Report, quote, "I feel like I can win in D.C. That's what I'm going to do. I want people to respect that. The Wizards are 150-1 to win the Eastern Conference. I don't know if he's going to stay or not, but I'll tell you this. I don't think he can win in D.C.
No, I don't think so either, because he's put up great performances when it comes to scoring, and it hasn't seemed to matter because we've seen this with other teams. Remember those days when Devin Booker was putting up 50-point, 60-point games and still losing in the regular season? So one great scorer does not a team make. So they will need some pieces around him. And here's the thing about the NBA. We talk about how tough it is to predict the NBA draft. I think it's even tougher to get in the minds of NBA players and see where they're going, because I think when it comes to offseason and free agent signings, the NBA probably has the most fireworks of any sport. Maybe you take the NFL this year, and that was kind of a lot of chaos going on. But still, the NBA has all kinds of crazy moves when it comes to the offseason, where one player can greatly swing the odds by just joining a new team. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, here's a bet not to make. Do not bet on the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving and Brooklyn have come to a stalemate on a new contract. Kyrie has a $36.9 million player option on the table. If he doesn't pick it up, he becomes a free agent. The Lakers and Clippers reportedly are interested, and right now the Nets are plus 350 to win the Eastern Conference. Do not touch Brooklyn because, of course, Kyrie, once again, acting out, putting the Nets in limbo, and you don't know if he's going to be in Brooklyn next season or not.
Well, also, even at their best last year, we have seen that you need team basketball, and you can't just have two guys that are amazing in isolation. That is not a consistent way to generate offense, because even with the two best isolation shooters probably in the NBA, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, they still met their match against the Celtics. And look at all the great defensive teams in the Eastern Conference. So I just don't think it matches up well, especially at those odds. Plus 350, no thanks.
I'm so over Kyrie. He held the Nets hostage last season by not getting vaccinated. They have an awful seed going into the playoffs. He doesn't perform in the playoffs. And yet again, he's going to have possibly another acrimonious end to his tenure with the team. So if you're going to take on Kyrie Irving, you take on all of Kyrie Irving, not just the brilliant basketball player, but a guy who is a head case half of the time.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.